Welcome back again, Audio Boo. It's Dean Reed here, and this is my third boo of the day. I want to talk about interviews, and mainly my lack of confidence to fire up an impromptu interview. And that's been one of my missions of late, and I can only thank Paul O'Mahony and Documentally for basically being such great practicers of this technique, and also Mr. Top Gold as well, Bernie Goldback. I've been listening intently to the boos that these guys have undertaken or fired up from nothing, and they've been great teachers. And I've sent Paul O'Mahony a DM about this a while back, actually, and he gave me some great tips. And over the last week, I just thought to myself, why not? Just get out there and do it, and don't let... I mean, I'm not a really shy person. I think that the thing that's been holding me back the most was that I didn't want to go up to someone randomly and say, oh, look, I'm such and such, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to say, look, just go away. But I suppose that's the worst thing someone can say. And I've just done my second interview. My first one was the other day at Masson Mill, and it's with a great guy called Kevin Gilbert. Excuse me, I've got dry mouth. I've just drunk a hell of a lot of coffee, and it's dried me out. Yeah, I spoke to a guy called Kevin Gilbert, and he was doing a machinery demonstration up there in Masson Mill, and it was totally impromptu. It wasn't scripted or planned or anything like that, but that wasn't the thing really that bothered me. The thing that, bothered's the wrong word. The thing that pleased me is the fact that I'd plucked up the confidence to actually do it. And the fact that it was unstructured, I mean, you've heard my boos, they're all unstructured, but the fact that there was no real structure to it or plan as such, it didn't really matter to me. It was just the fact that I'd managed to strike up a conversation with Kevin, and then quickly said, I'm the webmaster of peakroots.com and I use Audio Boo, told him a little bit about Audio Boo, and then just asked him a few questions. And I've just been to Derby. I've been to get some more RAM stuck in my old MacBook. And on the way back out, I thought, why not? I'll go to another place of interest. And it was called the Darley Mill. And if you've been listening to my boos recently, you'll know that I've done a series of boos from some of the cotton mills that have association with Richard Arkwright. But mainly, it's the Derwent Valley World Heritage Site, or the Derwent Valley Mills World Heritage Site. And I did a quick boo from the riverbank there, reading some information. I just quickly paused you there. I had to take another drink because the mouth had gone really dry. I was doing a quick boo there, and when I went back to the car, I met a guy called Simon. I quickly pulled over and got out and spoke to him and asked him if there was anywhere I could go and find out, well, anywhere I could go to find out more information about the mill, as there was just a little information board on the riverbank that I said that I'd, well, I was reading that on a boo. And he said, oh yeah, definitely, go and speak to Anthony in the office there, and he's the owner of the mill, so I'm sure he could give you a bit more information. So that's what I did. I went into the mill owner's cottage and basically asked him a little bit about the mill, and then as we were talking, I said, my name's Dean Reed, and I'm from a website called peakroots.com, and I use a great audio sharing site called Audio Boo, and he was more than happy to give me a quick rundown of the history of the place. And I'm really grateful to Mr. Atwood for doing that. He's given me his business card, and I'm going to email the link to the boo, and he can listen to it. Whew. I'm really pleased that I'm finally getting the confidence up, and it's a big thing for me, really. I'm not the sort of guy that can instantly script something out like that, so next time I do it, I will try and be a little bit more prepared and go with some questions, but